Welcome to Highly Sensitive, Happily Married, the podcast that teaches you to not only have an easier marriage as a sensitive woman, but to have one that feels more amazing by the day, where you'll hear relatable stories, love advice that works, and coaching on how to have a marriage where feeling upset and disconnected is a thing of the past, and where instead a sense of loving connection and even fun and lightness is the norm. I'm Hannah Brooks, highly sensitive person, love expert, and marriage coach, and I'm so happy to be on this journey with you. Hello and welcome, my friends, to episode 152, where we are going to talk about what I'm calling interest overlap, and you'll understand exactly what I mean soon enough. If you haven't already noticed, I have a little bit of a cold, and so I'm going to sound a little different today. This is like my yearly spring cold, but luckily it is spring, so I'm quite happy right now, despite the stuffy nose. All right, so if you haven't left a rating or review for this podcast yet, and you've been enjoying the podcast, please go ahead and do so. It means so much to me. And it really makes a difference in how many people this podcast reaches. So just take 3 minutes and head over to iTunes or Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and review. So let's talk about interest overlap. So a couple years ago, those of you who have been listening for a while, you might remember my husband and I had a challenging summer. I've talked about this some things that went down that summer a couple times already on the podcast. But I think after that, just after going through kind of a challenging time together for a few months, I started to notice we were in this other sort of funny moment in our marriage where we suddenly were noticing, or I was noticing, we didn't seem to be having a lot in common or interest in overlapping things, right? We just didn't seem like there was a lot that was pulling us together in terms of how we were spending our time, what we were talking about when we were spending our time, right? And we really just seemed to be spending more and more time apart, doing our sort of separate things. And really, I was feeling less and less connected. Now, this is not surprising or rare when this happens, right? Because as humans, we actually do change over time, and our interests and focuses oftentimes do, right? So I wasn't really surprised when I noticed this, but I didn't really like it either, right? So being the relationship-oriented, connection-loving, highly sensitive woman that I am, I decided to do something about it. So I sat my husband down, and we did an activity that I want to teach you now. Because I also hear my clients, not finding much common ground with their partners at times. And maybe you feel like you can relate to that too. I hear it a lot, especially when you've been with someone for a while. And what happens is when we don't feel like there's a lot of common ground, and when we tend to spend more and more of our time on our own separate, sort of different interests, it can take a toll over time on your marriage. Because if spending quality time together is not the only way to feel really connected, and it isn't, it is nonetheless a great way to foster that connection that you love as a highly sensitive person. So if that time together is not happening much, or if your connection with your honey feels a little bit weak, then like pretty much everything I teach you about relationship, it often is just because you're not being as intentional or proactive about it as you may need to be. And it's no big deal. We can fix it today. We can fix it right now. When my husband and I sat down together those months and years ago, and we did this super simple activity, which I'm calling interest overlap, it provided us a ton of fodder for being together in new and fun ways that we both enjoy. Things to look forward together as a couple. And you know what? That just having things that you can look forward together as a couple has great benefits, right? Having that future to look forward together is so big. I hear clients talk about that as something that's like when they first come to me, that's something that's missing. It's like, I don't even like look forward to our future. And then how much they do look forward to their future once they've done this work, and how important it is to look forward to their future. Like, that just feels really good, right? So sorry, that was a little bit of a side note, but that's what one of the benefits of doing this exercise. And I also know that what makes a great relationship is getting to know ourselves and our partner and spend time with each other as we evolve. And of course, by evolve, I just mean as new things captivate us or become important to us and as other things fade. Like, my husband is not the exact same person he was when I married him or first met him. And neither am I. And neither are you. And neither is your partner. Right? We do evolve. We do change. So there may be things about each one of you that you need to continue to get to know in each other. So I highly recommend doing this activity from time to time. Like, do it once a year. Do it every 6 months even. And do it whether or not you're feeling you need to find more in common, because it helps you get to know each other as you're evolving, right? And on top of that, this exercise is also a way to bring in that super important quote-unquote freshness, that like, who are you feeling, that mystery feeling, that we need to keep attraction alive in our marriages. And hey, if you are like, oh, keep attraction alive, you're definitely going to want to grab my short but thorough training that I just released called Bring Back the Attraction. It's only $17. So a total steal for the capacity to keep that sort of yummy sense of spark and attraction alive in your marriage forever. And just like keeping connection alive, keeping attraction alive is something that you need to do intentionally if you want it to be part of your marriage for years to come, right? Forever. So that's what this little course is for. And you can find the direct link to learn more about that and purchase that in the show notes. Or you can find it at www.lifeisworthloving.com/bringbacktheattraction. And that's going to really help build on what we're talking about today and specifically focus on the attraction piece, not just the connection piece. But today we're going to go a little further into building connection, you know, more that emotional connection with your honey, with this interest overlap activity. And so yes, this activity will help bring in some of that freshness that we need to keep connection and attraction alive. And it will just help you guys be in more harmony as you move through the world together. So an example of this activity really helping is one of my clients who has a pretty adventurous spirit. She really loves to travel, but her partner isn't really that into big adventures. He prefers to stay close to home. And so at first glance, this seems like a conflict of interests, right? Like, it could be a problem for them. And she was feeling like it was a problem. It felt kind of like a weak link in their relationship, and she was feeling kind of frustrated. But it turns out they have interest overlaps. They have overlaps of interest, even in the realm of getting out into the world. So by sitting down and writing it out, they discovered that they both like camping, and they both enjoy short sort of forays into nearby towns, right? Along with some other things, of course. And as a side note, she also discovered that by communicating really well with her partner about her desires, that he's actually happy to go along on occasionally on a big adventure, because he loves to support her desires too, even if they aren't his favorite way to spend time. So of course, this piece is more about like being able to communicate effectively with your partner, which we're not going to get into today. But I did want to say that, like, even if there's some areas that are you have very different preferences, it doesn't mean that you can't work with your partner to figure out how to navigate those as well. You absolutely can, so you can both be happy. But it's also amazing to know all the places where your interests and desires and preferences do overlap, so you can really make the most of those overlapping areas. So Are you ready to hear how the interest overlap activity goes? So this first part you can do with your partner, which is what I recommend, but you can also do the first step separately and then come together once you've done it. I recommend using real paper and a pen so you can post the final result of what we're going to do up somewhere so you can remind yourselves of it. But if you're a type it out kind of person, just go that route too. That's totally fine. All right. So the first simple step is just to write down the things you love to do. And your partner does the same on his over in his own corner, right? You each write down on your own piece of paper the things you love to do. And these should be things that you would enjoy company doing. Like, you don't want to put down like singing solo in the shower if you don't want your partner there during that solo time, right? And let this list be a fairly substantial list. Like, take enough time to really put all the things you can think of down that you like to do with company or that you might enjoy to do with your partner's company. And I want you to know that nothing is too small. I mean, I put down on my list eating out and sitting at a cafe and taking walks and even eating in. I even put talking on the couch. So the activities don't need to be special or really time consuming. They're just a list of things you like to do and would enjoy doing with your partner. And for me, like, I didn't put things down like writing poetry. I didn't write that because I don't really want to be with him while I write poetry. I do like writing poetry, but I don't want to do it with him. So you get the idea. All right. So once you both have made that list, step two is to go over those lists together and see where they overlap. So the way my husband and I did this was fun, and I recommend doing it this way. I had him read his list out loud to me, and as he did that, I listened for the ones that matched the things I'd written on mine, right, by myself. And then I put a few, like three or four check marks beside the ones that already matched. So those were the like total 5-star matches because we both came up with them independently. The next part of this second step was I read mine out and I asked if he enjoyed that activity too. So I read out the ones that overlapped just to show him like, look, these are the places that ours overlap. But then I also read the ones that he hadn't written down that I had come up with myself that I enjoyed. And I asked him if he enjoyed those ones too. So in many cases, like when I said cooking together, he said, yes, I forgot about that. I do like that too. So I also check marked those ones as well. I actually put 2 checks instead of 3 checks beside those ones. I don't know, just to show myself like what was the most forefront in his mind of things he liked to do that we both like to do, and then slightly less. But it doesn't have to be that complicated for you. I just like kind of seeing that. But if you do it this way, you really are likely to find some of those primary overlaps and some of what we could call secondary overlaps, right? But ultimately, you're going to find plenty of overlaps, most likely, when all is said and done. Now, step 3 is extra specially simple. You might even overlook doing this one, but I highly recommend taking 30 seconds or so once you've seen all these overlaps and really just feel into the fact that you have these things in common, that you have these places of interests that overlap, right? So just notice how that feels emotionally. And you as a highly sensitive person should have no problem feeling the feelings that come up. Just being aware, this feels really nice to see we have all this in common. Yeah. I did this and it felt really healing because I had been feeling kind of sad about the sort of drifting apart experience that my lizard brain had been telling me we were having during that time, right? So it felt so good to see, look, we have this in common. We have this beautiful common ground. We have a rich menu of things that we can look forward to doing together for our future. So take the short amount of time it takes to really soak that up. And then step 4, the final step, is just put a couple of those interest overlaps on the calendar for this week or the next couple weeks. And then once they're on the calendar, do them, right? They don't have to be excessive. Like maybe it's cooking together. That's a nice way to connect in the middle of a regular day or towards the end of a regular day, right? Because it's amazing to see that you have these interests, but the most important thing is that you actually do them together. Okay, so I've got an important bonus step to add here. But before I share it, I want to mention some fun variations of this interest overlap. It's kind of a hard thing to say. Interest overlap activity. So do this activity for your desires or interests in the bedroom as well, or for different types of meals you want to make, or concerts you want to go to, or vacations you want to go on, or any other more specific categories. And then use that information to make decisions that you both really like about these areas going forward. This is really such a great way to help you both feel like you are creating and you have a life together that you both love. All right, so let's talk about the final bonus step. It's actually a necessary step if you find through this activity that you don't actually have that much overlapping interests with your partner. And if that's the case, this is not the end of the world, so don't worry. But this bonus step is also great to do if you just want to stretch yourself to meet your partner more or to let him influence you. And this is often a really good thing when done in moderation and staying true to yourself. And he can do the same, like let you influence him. So, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second, but here's how to do this. Each of you list the things you could see yourself getting more interested in, getting more into, if you approach these things with an open mind. So you could also list things that you wouldn't mind doing with him. So for me, this has been biking and skiing. They're really not my first choice of activities, but I've had some really lovely times with my husband and just in general, like with myself, by being open to exploring these activities with him. So you really just never know what trying out his interests might open up in your life. And the same goes for him. Like my husband has talked about becoming a yoga teacher because he started doing yoga because of me when we first met. He'd never done it before, right? Some of the magic of being in a relationship is that because there are two of us, we can help guide each other into having new and varied and like really wider experiences of life by exploring and trying out different things, new things, and getting into things that we wouldn't have if it weren't for the other person, if it weren't for our partner. And really like to open the door for our partner to have the same. So this exercise is not just about finding overlaps and how you both like spending your time together, but it's really a starting place for opening up both of your worlds together. I really can't think of a much more wonderful way to live my life with another human being than that, by helping each other make the world an even more magical, fascinating, interesting place. So I invite you to sit down and do this activity together. Allow it to open doors to connection between both of you and to a more interesting, fascinating life together. And if you want to open more doors to more attraction, more of that, I call it that magical appeal you used to feel in the early days, there are some very specific ways of bringing that back and keeping that alive in your relationship. And I teach them to you in my course, Bring Back the Attraction, because I want you to have that. I want you to know how to do that. And I want you to be able to implement that in the unique ways that work for you and your unique marriage. And with this course, that's what you're going to be able to do. And again, it's only $17. So get that course over on my website, which is www.lifeisworthloving.com, or you can get it in the show notes at the direct link. What I want for you is so much connection, so much intimacy, so much love between you and your partner. So try out this exercise from today and grab that course so you can create that for yourself and your partner. Be oh so well, my friend.